ABC Listen.
How are you today?
I'm well.
Thank you. I'm Matt.
And I'm Bob. Now I'm Bri Allen.
No, we were talking at the same time then.
I know. That's why I was trying to break the...
Oh, you broke it up by throwing
the
Bob
Matrix
in there.
By saying my name's Bob.
Because it's not. It's Bri Allen.
Or
Bri. But you're not Bob.
No.
You're Bri, I'm Matt, and we're back for...
Story Salad!
But we were speaking at the same time.
It's true.
So I have a feeling
that
today's story salad might be a satsits. Which we all know what a satsits is. It's speaking at the same time story salad. A satsits.
And that just rolls off the tongue.
It's so easy to say.
Yeah, it's much easier than saying the whole thing.
It's a
time when the acronym makes it easier.
What's an acronym?
I'm glad you asked, Matt. An acronym is when you just take the first letter of each word that's being used.
Yeah.
So speaking at the same time, story salad.
Yes.
Speaking, S, at,
A, T, the, T.
Same, S, time, story, salad.
Maybe they could put a little graphics on the screen for this fun.
Yeah.
At sats. Yeah.
Like
anyway,
I said, it makes it so much easier.
I think we're focusing on the satsits just a little bit too much. We should be focusing on a story salad.
Yes, and a story salad is...
Tell me.
I will. Where we make up a story using three words that have been sent in to us by a lovely listener. Hello, listeners. Thank you for your words. And we only have 3 minutes to do it. And it's completely improvised and made up right there on the spot. Never to be repeated.
No.
One time only.
You can watch it as many times as you want or listen to it, but it's happening just in here.
And we couldn't even say it again if we tried.
No.
Even if that was part of the job,
not
we wouldn't be able
happening.
To do it.
So with 1 minute to go, we will hear this sound. And that lets us know that we need to finish this amazing, miraculous, one-time-only story salad.
Yes, and find an ending.
So to do all of that, we need to get the words.
Hi, my name is Harper and I'm 5 years old and my three words are queen, castle and tiara.
Oh, thank you, Harper, for those royally good words.
Yes.
Which were queen,
castle
and tiara.
Three. I mean, there's a bit of a theme there with those words, isn't there?
Yeah.
We can't ignore it. But who knows?
No, maybe
it'll be a story that has nothing to do with
Royalty.
We'll find out in today's Story Salad! There once was a beetle who longed to be a queen beetle.
Ah.
Yep.
It's a beetle
who wants to be a queen beetle.
Hang on.
Let's just clarify.
There once was a beetle who longed to be a queen beetle.
And in order to be a queen beetle... She needed a tiara.
So,
one day, this beetle
named Bertha
went for a walk around
the
gardens of the castle.
Because this beetle lived in a castle garden. So unbeknownst to her, there was actually an actual queen.
Who wore a tiara.
But that tiara would have been too big for Bertha. Anyway...
She Went looking under the leaves,
under the roses,
under the rocks.
Until her friend, another beetle, called Bob, said,
"Hey,
I'm gonna help you.
I don't think you're gonna find a tiara in the garden, but." Cause I love you so much.
You're my best friend.
I could make you one with some sticks. Said Bertha.
Thank you, Bob.
So they got a crafting. They had a crafting with some sticks and little bits of grass that you used to tie sticks together.
And they made the most beautiful stick tiara in the whole wide world.
Cute.
That's cute.
That's so cute. Little beetles pretending to be royalty.
Think that, like, sometimes when I see insects and other creatures in the garden, I think, what are they? What's going on in their day?
Maybe they're having little chats.
They're making
communicating tiaras for each other,
and just going, "I wish I was a queen." But for all those beetles out there listening, you don't need a tiara to
be a
queen.
You are a queen.
You are a queen.
If you want to be a queen, you can be a queen.
That's right. You're born a queen.
And 1, 2, 3.
Thank you again, Harper, for those fabulous words.
I wonder if there's a queen that's ever imagined being a beetle.
It's possible.
Another time. So let's give three words for everyone that's listening now or watching.
Yeah, because they can go make up their own story salad, can't they?
So we had royal words there and we sort of took it into the insect kingdom.
Yes.
So maybe we should give them words to do with insects.
Yes, or garden or something. Yeah.
So what about I'm going to give the word web.
Ooh.
Like a spider web.
Yep, love that. And I'm going to give the word wings.
Wings?
Because there's lots of insects that have wings because they can fly.
I wonder if we can think of another W word.
Oh, yeah.
Because web and wings both begin with W.
Yep.
So what about water?
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got to water the garden.
Yes.
You might water the garden at home.
And there's some insects that live in water.
Yep. There are.
So those words again are web,
wings, and water.
How wonderful.
How wondrous. Well, we hope you go and make up a lovely story salad with those words. Don't forget that you can listen to a new story salad every single weekday.
That's
exclusively
right.
On the ABC Kids Listen and Listen app.
That's right. And you can also watch us, hello to anyone who's watching this right now, on the ABC Kids YouTube channel.
We're all over the place.
We sure are.
And we really are all over the place in story salad.
Yes.
We go wacky.
In story salad and in life somewhere. Might say. Oh, we laughed. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll see you next time for
Story Salad!